Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another program within our series titled Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been discussing various topics in relation to Islamic mannerisms. Today's topic is a bunch of small beautiful topics inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, but all relating around fulfilling the rights of people, helping those who are oppressed, guiding people who are going through a difficult time. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, through the prophetic narrations, we will find guidance in this matter, also understand more about our beautiful religion of Islam and the beautiful mannerisms that Muslims are those people who fulfill the rights of others, who help them in their affairs. And if they ever see somebody going through a difficult time, then the Muslims are those who help them and lift them up from their difficult time, be a support for them. This is the true meaning of being a Muslim. So my dear viewers, we would like to start today's program, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, with one beautiful hadith. The excellence of fulfilling the rights. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, whoever fulfills a right with his tongue, his reward will continue to increase until Allah Almighty grants him his full reward on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, in this narration we are guided on fulfilling the rights of people with our tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to give good advice to people, fulfill the haqq of our tongue, that if somebody is going on a wrong path, we guide them and tell them the right direction. When somebody needs guidance and help in fulfilling their matters, then we also guide them and help them and be a means of support for them in their affairs. And we hear from this narration that our reward will continue to increase until we are brought before Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment, when we will receive our reward in full. So in this narration, my dear viewers, we learn the importance of fulfilling people's rights with our tongue. In another narration, in relation to the excellence of helping those who are going through a difficult time, those who are oppressed, it is reported by Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the magnitude of this topic can be understood from this very sentence that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has commanded the believers, has commanded us to help the oppressed. Those who are going through any difficulty in their life, help them, go out of your way to support them. If you can give them financial aid, if you are able to support them morally through your words, then also do so. If you can help them by getting them out of a difficult situation, then Islam says, according to your capacity, help those people who are in a difficult situation. So my dear viewers, this is a huge blessing of Allah Almighty, that Allah chooses those people to help the less fortunate. So if we are able to, my dear viewers, come forward, alhamdulillah, Da'at Islami is doing amazing work in this regard. We have one entire department titled FGRF, where the works of this department are manifest for the whole world to see. They have been recognized across the globe and many awards have been given to the likes of many muballighs of Da'wat Islami in relation to the welfare of the fellow Muslims, helping them in their time of difficulty, whether it be the floods, whether it be any natural disasters that have occurred, any earthquakes, and then alhamdulillah, by the blessings of Allah Almighty, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are able to, Da'wat Islami is able to help the less fortunate Muslim. So this is a humble request, inshallah. If you can help financially, give your financial support to the works of Da'wat Islami, so that this can be a means of sadaqah jariyah for us. That on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will really understand the true investment that we make in this world for the matters of our afterlife. So my dear viewers, don't hold back, inshallah. Give in the way of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will give you more. Furthermore, under this topic of helping those less fortunate, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or an oppressed. I said, I can help one who is oppressed, but how can I help the oppressor? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, prevent him from oppression. My dear viewers, from this narration of Jami' Tirmidhi, we learn that Muslims have been encouraged to be a means of help for one another, as we can see from the apparent understanding of the verse. And helping comes in different forms, like I highlighted, whether helping someone morally today, it doesn't really require much effort from our side if we are to help someone. If we just to give them any words of encouragement, help them. And if you can physically help them in the situation, then help them physically. If you can financially help them, then also give some support. My dear viewers, Allah Almighty has granted us wealth for many different reasons. To fulfill our personal needs, to fulfill the needs of our family, our parents, etc. But alongside this, we also have a right upon us to give some of our wealth in charity, so that those who are less fortunate than us and our families, they are also supported. The Muslims are like a huge community. As mentioned in the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the example of a believer is like that of a human body, an entire body, that when one part of the body aches in pain, the entire body is restless in that pain. My dear viewers, similar is the state of the believers. If we know that our fellow brothers or even neighbor or people around the world are going through a difficult time, we must take steps to help them. Whether we can help them morally or financially or physically, go there and help them with our skills, whether we are doctors or if we have expertise in any field, use those expertise to help the less fortunate. This is that aspect which will bring a revolution within our society. If all those people who are equipped, who are able, who have the skills to help the less fortunate, begin to be selfless and help them, not for their own pocket, but to help the society at large. And this is the beautiful example in Islam, where if people are asking for help, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, they're going through a difficult time, if you can help them and support them, show them the true beauty of Islam by helping them. Tell them that this is the way of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether we are to help you financially or morally or physically. All of these ways, my dear viewers, we should bring ease and comfort to those who are in a difficult time, especially those who are oppressed, and not be a means of further burden. And similarly, if we look at our society together, if we look at just the way we live our life, and we're going to work, we're going from work to school, from school, we're meeting people along the way, try your best to not be a harm to other people. Do not be that person who causes restrictions and makes life difficult for people. Be that person who is a means of good and khair for people, my dear viewers. This is the teaching of Islam that we need to embody within our practice today. We need to bring in the forefront of our lives so that Muslims and non-Muslims can see the beauty of Islam. That Islam is a selfless religion. It's not one that just worries about itself. It's not selfish, but it's one that is selfless. It's one that wants to rectify the affairs of people and help them genuinely, whether it be morally, whether it be financially, mentally, physically. Let us be that beautiful example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in his beautiful teachings. My dear viewers, now bringing narrations and statements of our pious predecessors in relation to preventing an oppressor from oppression. It is reported by Sayyidina Qais bin Abi Hazim radiallahu anhu. He stated that he listened to Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu saying, O people, you all recite this verse. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. Translation of Kanzul Iman, Suratul Ma'idah, verse 105. O believers, take care of yourselves. He who has gone astray will not harm you when you are on the right way. After reciting this verse, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, I have heard the Prophet of Mercy, the King of Medina, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say, when people see the oppressor and do not stop him from oppression, then they will all be punished by Allah Almighty soon. So here, my dear viewers, within Islam, we have been told to rectify affairs of people and help people by preventing the oppressor from oppression. May Allah Almighty enable us to carry out this task through wisdom, through sound planning and good advice. Now, my dear viewers, another narration reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, if you see that my ummah is respecting an oppressor, and you declare the oppressor to be the oppressor, this will make you apart from them. My dear viewers, another beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in relation to the excellence of having unity within the Muslim ummah, mediating affairs, not being people who disunite and break ties. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say in this regard? It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, shall I not tell you about a good deed that is better than salah, fasting, and sadaqah in terms of the level of reward? The companions alayhum ridwan said, yes, please, why not? The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, improve your relation with one another, because disunity causes damage to the religion. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, in this narration, we clearly see the impact of the unity of the Muslim Ummah and the impact of disunity, that this is a means of causing damage to our religion. So this is why, my dear viewers, we need to try our best to unite the Muslims upon all of our correct affairs, the affairs and the creed of the Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the correct beliefs, the correct understanding, the correct actions when we are living this life, when we are within our home, when we are within society. Let us be those people who are uniting the fellow believers and not those people who are causing a disunity, because this is causing damage. May Allah Almighty help us in our affairs. So my dear viewers, in today's program, we have reflected over the teachings of Islam in relation to helping the less fortunate, whether it be financially or in any other way. So my dear viewers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to reflect on these teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, allow us to bring this practically within our lives so that we may rectify the affairs of the ummah, rectify the affairs within our home, and we can actually show within our lives and see a true Muslim society where we are looking after one another. We are not being a cause of harm or difficulty and hardship for one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Until our next program, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners, smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Islamic manners.